Okay, Les, I'm going to try and grab you a bit of Atmos. See how long I can sit without someone coming up and talking to me, which doesn't even be long. Okay, here we go. Oh, you're going to come and talk to me. Good. Hello, Sam. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm very good. I'm very, very busy. I haven't had a day off in about 2 weeks. But very, very much enjoying our lovely new space. It's very cool.
You are Sam Pooley.
I am.
Of ilovecompost.com. Tell me a bit about your history. Tell me a bit about you.
Okay,
so
I moved up here from London to live here with my husband, who promptly left. So I didn't have... So we got married up here and then he buggered off.
Yeah. When was this?
This was 7 years ago.
Right, yeah.
So we moved up here. I had a good job in London. It was all great.
What were you doing in London? What sort of thing?
I used to work in the advertising industry. I used to look after young creatives who were trying to get into the advertising industry.
Yeah.
Left my job, moved up here, bought a wreck of a house, decided that we'd, you know...
Why Shrewsbury? Why Shropshire?
His family lived in North Wales. All of my family are down south.
Yeah.
So he got here. My daughter went to Wakeman, got settled in, and then he left. So we were like, oh, we better stay then. So, yeah, it was all a bit weird. It's taken a long time to get to know Shropshire and Shrewsbury. It's a really hard place, actually, to meet kindred spirits. But we have now. We've got good friends. And so then I...
Did it come as a shock?
Yes, massive. Took me a long time to get over it. But, no, it's cool. It's cool now.
Are you
it's
okay very now? Cool.
Brilliant now. I went back to... Well, I went to university. To kind of that was my therapy, really. So I'm now in my second, just about to start my second year at Birmingham School of Art, doing fine art. And I have a two-year-old son who is fantastic, called Thomas. Daisy is 18. Terrible family planning, that was. But no, it's great. It's really cool. It's really, really cool. And then got to the end of my first year at uni and thought, oh my God, you know, got to pay the mortgage, got to pay the bills. How am I going to do it? So discovered the corner of cool in the Market Hall. So have taken on studio here. I'm working all hours God sends on commissions and stuff that I sell both in London and up here. And then launched Compost Kids, which is kids' workshops where I do toddler... At the moment, it's toddlers and parent workshops. And it's all art history based, and we look at a painting every week, and then we create various things. Last week was crustaceans, tried to use stuff from the Market Hall. So I just, we used crab shells from the fishmongers, and we did a Salvador Dali-esque crab shell phone, which was homage to Dali, which is very cool. And
they got two and three-year-olds making kind of surrealist art.
Surrealist art. And then we did a disco crab, and then we did, and this morning we did jellyfish, which is very cool.
There's a sign over there outside your studio saying it's jelly week.
It's jelly week. So we didn't just make jellyfish. We then painted with jelly, which was really cool. Really cool. So I'm just having loads of fun with these kids. And basically, the boys at the Bird's Nest have created such a great space that it means that we can, you know, make enough mess in here. It's really child friendly. I'm really loving it. And then the summer, I've developed a whole program of older children's workshops, bespoke workshops. We're doing one-off workshops where I get a huge canvas and we do a whole Jackson Pollock session. Tom did the experiment last week, and I now have this enormous 5-foot canvas up on the wall, and it looks brilliant. So.